With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Prosecutors are reviewing new evidence in the Menendez brothers' case.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles are reviewing new evidence in the case of the Menendez brothers, who were convicted of killing their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion more than 35 years ago. Attorneys for 53-year-old Eric Menendez and his 56-year-old brother Lyle Menendez have asked a court to vacate their conviction. The brothers were given life sentences for fatally shooting their parents in 1989. The new evidence includes a letter written by Eric Menendez that his attorneys say corroborates the allegations that he was sexually abused by his father. A hearing is scheduled for November 29th. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, Augusta National Golf Club is dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. Gethin Kubal has more.
Augusta National Chairman Fred Ridley said Thursday he was confident the Masters would be held as scheduled in April, as the club directs its attention and resources to helping the area recover from devastating damage from Hurricane Helene. Ridley says Augusta National sustained a lot of damage from Hurricane Helene. Augusta National and the Community Foundation for Central Savannah River Area announced a $5 million donation to fund providing essential services throughout the greater Augusta area. The Masters is scheduled for April 10th through 13th. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's another recall notice for the Tesla Cybertruck. This one involves problems with the rearview camera. The filing with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration suggests the image may be delayed and reduce the driver's view of what's behind them. It's a violation of safety standards. The recall affects 27,000 Cybertrucks. This is the fifth since it was released last year. This is SRN News. A new poll asked evangelical Christians about voting.
According to Lifeway Research, 81% of self-identified evangelicals agree with the statement, "I seek to make voting decisions by applying biblical truth to the issues and the candidates." And does God care who or what you vote for? 64% say yes. God does care what they do with their vote and whether they vote at all. As for the question of influencing American culture in general, the vast majority of poll respondents say they do believe it's part of their responsibility as Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Three parents and a grandparent say their rights were violated when they were barred from a New Hampshire school's grounds for wearing wristbands in protest of a boy playing in a girls' soccer game. The lawsuit follows a September 17th match at Bow High School against Plymouth Regional High. The plaintiffs say they were forced to take off the wristbands to prevent Bow from forfeiting the game. This is SRN News. Florida Senator Rick Scott has a commanding lead against the Democrat, hoping to flip his Senate seat in November. Bob Agnew reports.
A poll by Napolitan News Service shows Senator Scott with a six-point lead over Representative Debbie Mercosell Powell. Scott has accused his opponent of trying to portray herself as moderate, despite what he says has been an extreme leftist voting record during her time in the House. The same survey shows former President Trump leading Kamala Harris by 2 points, 50% to 48% among Florida voters. Bob Agnew reporting.
A federal judge in Missouri put a temporary hold on President Biden's latest student loan cancellation plan, slamming the door on hope it would move forward after another judge allowed the pause to expire. Just as it briefly appeared, the Biden administration would have a window to push it forward again. U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp in Missouri quickly granted an injunction blocking any widespread student loan cancellation. More details at SRNNews.com.